The Connie Boswell Show, with Buddy Lester, Lloyd Schaefer, his orchestra, yours truly, Jack McCarthy, and here's Connie herself.
Oh, I'm packing my grip. I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip California way. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sin. I'm gonna make new friends where the west begins and the sunset ends. 'Cause I've decided where yours truly should be, and that's the San Fernando Valley for me. I think that I'm safe in stadium. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, Lord, he made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting that trail to the cow country. Now you can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more roam, and make that San Fernando Valley my home. I think that I'm safe and steady. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done. And kindly old Reverend Thomas, he made us a promise, he will make the two of us one. So I'm hitting that trail to the cow country. Now you can forward my mail, care of RFD. I'm gonna settle down and never more to roam. I'm gonna make that valley my home, sweet home. San Fernando Valley, my home. Thank you, folks. Thank you. And thank you, Lloyd. You know, friends, Lloyd Schaefer is our new conductor.
Say, Connie, where have you been all afternoon? I've called you at the house and you weren't in.
Well, Jack, I was down at the library. You know, we got a new icebox yesterday.
Well, what has an icebox got to do with the library?
Well, Jack, it's like this. When they moved the old icebox out, they found 6 cents in nickels and dimes, a couple of old popsicle sticks, and a library book that was overdue. About 3 years.
Well, did you take out any more books?
Yes, I did, Jack. I got a couple on apples, peaches, pears, plums, and bananas.
Well, what do you want them for, Connie?
Well, someone told me to read Strange Fruit. But I'll tell you one thing I did find down there, Jack.
What was it, Connie?
Well, I found a copy of my next song. How blue the night, how long the day. With you away, how strange it seems, just living in dreams. I'm left in the moonglow, but where did the moon go? The stars on high used to burn. Are standing by for your return. Until my arms are holding you tight, how blue will the night, how blue the night. What if there's a moon above me? What if there's an autumn breeze? If you aren't here to love me, what good are things used to burn, are standing by for your return. Until my arms are holding.
Love that song, Connie. Love that song.
Yeah, sure enough. Well, just a bit of a ditty I cooked up, Jack.
Well, don't tell me you found that in the library.
Well, I sure did. And guess what else I found in that library?
What?
Buddy Lester.
Buddy Lester in the library?
Mm-hmm.
That's like Eleanor Roosevelt visiting the White House. Well, what was he doing, reading a copy of How to Win Money and Influence Slot Machines?
No, but believe it or not, Mr. Lester was digging through a copy of William Shakespeare.
Lester reading Shakespeare? Hey, Lloyd Schaefer, did you hear that? Buddy Lester is interested in Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? What race is he running in?
Never mind, Jack. Listen, we'll get the lowdown now because here he is now, the great Lester.
Hello, Connie. Hello, Jack. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well. I knew him well.
Pipe the voice on that boy.
Hey, buddy, what's wrong with your voice?
Well, it may interest you to know there happens to be a part for me in a legitimate drama. And I, mind you, not Adolf, mind you, but I am becoming an actor.
That's all. I've heard everything. You, an actor?
Laugh if you will. Go on, laugh at me. Laugh at me. It's about time I got a laugh around here.
That would be a novelty.
I can't help it, buddy. But you, an actor, that I can't see.
Miss Boswell, acting has always been my secret ambition. Just listen. The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. Now, what do you think of my secret ambition?
I think you ought to keep it a secret. Now, look, buddy, why don't you forget the whole thing? Why, you'd be lost on the stage.
That's right, buddy. You have no stage presence.
Are you kidding? I'll have you know, the last time I appeared before the public, women screamed. Girls fainted. If you don't believe me, ask Sinatra. He was standing right next to me.
Buddy, Why don't you stop kidding yourself? Why, you haven't had any experience.
Connie, do you remember that wonderful production, Rain?
I sure do. Well, what'd you do in it?
I sold umbrellas. And not only that, when I went to high school, I had the leading role in the high school graduation play.
Did you do a good job?
Did I do a good job? I won a scholarship to a reform school. Flash, flash, Alcatraz. Hello, Dad.
That's all well and good, buddy, but what Connie means is that you ought to have some professional experience.
Well, Jack, I was in a Broadway play, The Corn is Green. Of course, when I joined the show, they changed the title.
What'd they call it?
Corn, that's all.
Now, wait a minute, buddy. I saw that show, and I don't seem to remember seeing you in it.
Oh, of course, I joined it in the second year.
But the show only ran 1 year.
No wonder the theater was so dark. It scared me.